Do you like conspiracies?
Only for their entertainment value?
Well, you've come to the right place.
Here, we talk about the four-letter word, conspiracy.
And we also make jokes about them.
Welcome to What the Conspiracy. Hello, everybody, and welcome to WT Conspiracy, a.k.a. What the Conspiracy, where two old dads talk about conspiracy theories and pretty much believe none of them. Well, we believe some of them. But welcome to the show. We are your co-hosts. I am Peaswad, and he is...
Sleepy.
Mr. Weasel, if you're nasty.
Yep.
Welcome, everybody. We are WT Conspiracy. Just to let you know, we are at WT Conspiracy on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. If you would like to email us, WTConspiracy@gmail.com, and our videos can also be found on YouTube, where you can see Sleepy and I's faces, and currently one of us has a microphone thing with some lit-up ghosts on it. Super spooky, scary skeletons, right?
I'll give you all a guess. It's not me, so you can guess who it is.
Let's narrow it down, and if you can guess who it is, let us know in the comments below. Engagement. So, country shout out. We have returning countries of one of my favorite places in the world, Canada, and the United States. But we did miss last week. And there's a reason. There's a couple reasons, but we did miss last week's recording. So if our good friends at France came back, I wouldn't know.
Oh, okay.
Because maybe I didn't look at it last week. So
that's all I'm waiting for, is for that one listener or viewer in France to come back.
That's where it starts.
Give us another chance.
It's the one listener in France, and then they tell their friends, and they listen. And the next thing you know is, voila, we have a lot of listeners in France.
That's all I've ever wanted in life,
French listeners. I'm a big fan of French listeners. Jesus, what is wrong with me?
French.
I love some French.
That's the type of stuff that's going to make them not come back by saying that type of stuff.
I don't ever say Canada. I don't know if you realize that. I normally don't say Canada. I say Canada because it's funny.
Canada land.
It was Canada land. So let's jump into the catch-up. So catch-up on stuff. What's up with you, Sleeper?
I've been crazy busy at work. That's one of the reasons we did not record last week. That's one of them, because I have been... super busy this month. The industry I work in, when there are hurricanes and stuff like that, we're heavy in infrastructure and stuff. So, supplying stuff to build it, things like that. So it's been really, really busy at work. So it's I've been pretty worn out coming home every day, frustrated with some things. So it's kind of just been coming home. I didn't really play my video game, but kind of been coming home and sleeping, to be honest with you. And then what else? Wolverine and Deadpool came out on digital, so I bought that immediately. And
how many times have you watched it? 86 times?
I throw it on just like it's like background noise all the time now, instead of Trailer Park Boys, so it's just on constantly in the rooms I'm in. So that, and then what else? As far as video games, what have we been playing? A lot of Deep Rock lately for me.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of Deep Rock lately.
What were you playing right before now?
Oh, the new COD came out, and it's not 300 gigs to put on your stuff. It's 55.
Oh, what? Really? Okay.
Yeah, that's... just for the... If you just download the multiplayer...
I don't know where they got that from.
Well, if you downloaded everything, Warzone, all of that stuff, it's all...
Yeah, plus, Warzone and Zombies and COD.
Well, six, that Black and Ops then, six. Squirts is on PC... So they have the texture packs and everything, which are a ton of gigs and stuff, which we don't have on console anyways. So yeah, it's only 55 gigs. I have it on mine. I already put it on my wife's. So yeah, it's totally worth, I got space for it. I have 400 gigs available. So.
And we have Game Pass, so we're not paying anything extra to play that game. So I might even download it myself and then play it for like a day and a half and then hate it and then not play it.
Well. It's not that bad. Dude, and it plays, if you played the beta, like, it plays, it feels like it's playing, yeah, I think you did a little bit.
Oh, I didn't play much of it.
I can tell you this, it feels slower than the beta did. Maybe it's just that I haven't played it in a long time.
Like, I don't know what it is about, like feeling like you have weight to yourself in a game is important to me, other than, like, the people who fly 800 miles an hour around a map.
Oh, we were playing zombies when you jumped into the party, but like before that, we played some rounds of multiplayer, and there were still people flying around, jumping around, all weird. You're gonna have that in every game. You can't avoid it, but it wasn't bad. You know, I played like two or three rounds, didn't get my ass kicked. So that's the goal when you start playing a new game, is to not immediately get destroyed the entire time. So that wasn't too bad. God, we need like a new Battlefield so bad. We're sitting here talking about playing COD. How terrible, you know what I mean?
We are Battlefield players, and here we are talking about how far we have fallen.
You know, yeah. So
sad.
So I've been playing that. I've been playing Deep Rock. Haven't played any Hell Let Loose really. I kind of
a little bit of Chivalry
off on. I've been playing more Deep Rock than Chivalry lately, but yeah, still playing Chivalry and stuff like that. And then that's kind of it. It's kind of it. I haven't really been doing else. While we were away, I had my 16-year wedding anniversary. So,
woo,
16 years. That's a lot of years.
Super enthusiastic. Woo.
Yay. But the thing is, like, I told me and my wife are always like, oh, we're not going to do presents this year, so she didn't get me anything. I got her so much stuff.
She didn't get me anything. Feels awful.
Yeah, but who cares? You know, it's fine. Like, I don't like getting presents. It's, you know, even like Chris, the kids want to buy, they all want to get me stuff for Christmas. I'm like, no, don't get me anything. I don't want anything. If I want something, I will buy it.
You're such a dad. Yeah. I don't need anything.
I am a dad. I don't need anything.
You and my wife is all I need.
I have adult money. If I want something, I'll go get it. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, excuse me. There's a burp.
But besides that, that's kind of it. Yeah, that's kind of it. And some other stuff happened. I'm not going to mention here. I'm going to tell Pease afterwards. I'm going to tell him something that happened.
Ah, secrets, suckers. You can't hear them, but I can.
Secrets make friends. That's why Pease and I are friends.
Yeah, because I keep his secrets. I'll tell all of you next time, okay?
Do it.
Oh, yeah, Sleepy. Oh, yeah, I have to record with you. Never mind.
Oh, also, real quick before we get to yours. I don't know if people listening or watching know this. I'm a big UGA fan, University of Georgia for college football. And Pease Wad's brother, Train, is a big Texas fan. And those two teams played last weekend. And him and I had a bet that said whichever team lost, so like if UGA lost, I would have to buy him like a Texas shirt or some type of memorabilia, something like that. Well, if you follow college football, Georgia won despite some difficulty with the refs and just overall, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. They won the game anyways. But so Train had to buy me a shirt, which I'm currently wearing. This is the tank top that he got me. It's got a big old G on it. It's black. It's fantastic. A big fan. So I figured I'd wear it for this episode, you know, to kind of flaunt my trophy that I got.
And your physique too. Get it, Big Poppy.
Ooh, yeah, everyone keeps saying that, but it's not really.
It's something about that shirt, man. That shirt makes you look super big, you know? I don't know.
Well, it's I know what it is. It's because it's tight up top. All the other tank tops I wear aren't as tight. They're kind of loose. I don't really wear tight tank tops and stuff like that. So it's more form-fitting, which, it's going to, you know, if it's actually clinging to everything I have and every, you know, from me exercising, it is going to make me look bigger. So
he does exercise. I usually don't wear,
I don't really wear tight tank tops. It's not really why I work out. So I don't walk around places like wearing tight tank. It's like, oh, look at me, you know. So it's more so, you know, I'm 39. It's more so I don't, you know, have a heart attack when I'm 45 or 50.
I'm trying so hard to have one of those.
Well, that's what we were talking about that in the Snapchat group the other day, right? And somebody was, what are they smoking? They were doing something. It's just like, hey, you shouldn't do that. And they're like, oh, something's gonna kill me anyways. And I was just
what an idiot.
Cheese is probably gonna get me. You know, cholesterol. It didn't get. I said cholesterol.
Jeez, our friend of the 13th is going to murder you?
I didn't think of it that way, but maybe. I don't know. He has my address because he had to send me the coasters. He could be in the closet right now waiting to murder me.
He's really super sick 13th Legion coasters.
Whoa. Yeah, those are pretty sweet. Did you see the flag he sent to Mock?
I didn't see it, not yet.
Oh man, it's in the Kudos channel in the Discord. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go check it out, dude. It is awesome. Like, it's a full size flag, and then Mach has a flagpole in his yard for some reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You are fuzzy.
I'm not on the recording, but I am on the other camera.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, you know, the other one doesn't really matter.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, yeah.
But anyway,
I guess you're Mach just gonna have to watch me like you're drunk or something.
Yeah. But Mach had a flagpole in his yard for some reason. I guess people have those. And then he put it on there and had a leaf blower was blowing it, so it was blowing in the wind.
Oh, so, that's so sick. That is so sick. I love it.
Yep. Yep. Well, that's all about all I got. What do you got?
Well, let's bring it out. Let's bring it out. Bring it out. Come on. Watch me. Watch me. Hey!
Oh, wow. I fixed it.
I fixed it. Sorry, the one camera was very blurry. It looked like I was drunk or something, you know. But okay, so catch up for me.
Sure.
Video games. I've been playing Deep Rock. I've also been playing the new Diablo season. I do have a level 100 character in that with some bomb gear. It's a very, very, very good character already. That's kind of what I do is I jump into a season, I get the character to 100, and then I also make sure that they have, like, really good gear, and then I get bored, and then I stop playing for the season.
I haven't even started. Like, I played a little bit, and then I just wasn't feeling it. So, I mean, I have it. I just haven't started playing yet, the new DLC.
The new stuff, yeah. It's good. It's really good. It's just I've always done that in Diablo games where it's like, unless everybody, like, a lot of people that I play with are still playing, I kind of just, like, fizzle out quickly on the seasons, and I've done that for this one and the last Diablo 3 also, where it's like, all right, max level, super good gear, okay, I'm good. But the other game that I've been spending a majority of my time with is Minecraft.
Yep, you have been. I've seen you on that a ton.
It is.
He's back, baby.
Oh God,
back to the mines.
It's one of those like games that I get so fixated into it that's all I want to do until I burn myself out so bad that I don't want to play it for a while.
Right.
Like, once a year, I'm like, I gotta play Minecraft, and I do it like straight for like a month or two.
I've never really played Minecraft. Like, jumped in with my kids when they were younger, this and that, a little bit, but I've never actually really played it. So I don't know how the crafting works, anything like that. Well, it's just like we were playing Call of Duty Zombies when you jumped in, you know, and I had never played that. Like, I'm not a big COD guy, and they're like, "You've never played this?" I was like, "You don't understand. Like, I don't play COD. Like, I didn't play it even before I played Battlefield. I played other stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was never something I really enjoyed." So, yeah. But what else you got? What else you got?
Oh, it's still me. I'm sorry. I just popped my fingers.
Yeah, started hurting. Yeah, I keep jumping in the middle of you. You know, I do have one thing I missed at the end that I want to mention. But go ahead.
Okay. Like TV shows, we just watched this really interesting one tonight about a lady who, it was called like My Bobby, I believe, and it's on Netflix. And it's about a lady who was in a relationship with a guy named Bobby for like 10 years online, and then craziness happens. Let's just say that very, very good show on Netflix that we watched tonight. Interesting, super interesting. But I've been watching some. I've been keeping up. I'm actually needing to watch the episode from this week. But Agatha All Along is such a good show. And then I've been watching quite a bit of horror films as well. I started the hell's that one? It's the one with like the Annabelle films.
Oh, like The Nun, like Conjuring universe things.
Yeah. I started The Conjuring, and I looked it up, and I'm watching it in chronological order.
Yeah, that's what you can do with those.
Because there were some that were like, it came out first, but it's actually like the fourth film in the series or something like that, you know? Mm-hmm. Like The Conjuring is like the fourth or the fifth film in the series, because it goes by whatever year, and they've made ones from earlier years, too. So it's like, okay.
Those I can't stand those movies, man. They're all like jump scare type things, which I don't do well with. Like, you know, it's just like playing those like Texas Chainsaw Massacre games, like on and like Dead by Day, all those types of things. I can't, dude. Yep. I almost piss my pants playing hide and seek. You know, like I get so much anxiety from having to play those types of games. So I'm not a big jump scare like type person. A horror
and
movie
yet your
I was
wife
watching
loves
the other day.
To jump scare you.
She does all the time. She hides behind herself constantly.
God.
She's going to do it one of these times, and it's going to be the end of me. You know, that's how she gets that life insurance money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just
stay away from the cheese, and it won't happen.
Behind a door. Yeah, but he has my address, like we said, so I don't know. I don't know if I can stay with him forever. But actually, Brayden and I, we were watching Terrifier 2. We watched that yesterday,
yeah.
The day before. Which, that's like old school, like gory, like type stuff, which is actually, you know, I don't want to say it's refreshing, but it's like it's maybe more the style of horror movie that I would want to watch, you know, because I can handle that type of stuff. You know, it's just things constantly jumping out from behind places and onto the screen is I can't do it.
Like in the background, you'd see somebody out here, the door behind me, you'd see a person walk by the door.
Yeah,
would that scare you?
Like if I tell it happened to you right now?
Yeah, yeah, right now.
Behind you. I'd be like, hey, your podcast is about to be over because you're about to have some issues, is what I would say.
Oh, Jesus. I hope not.
But,
Jesus.
Yeah, me too. I'm looking. I don't see anybody. I think you're good. So, and then, but the thing I want to mention real quick is I got another dog.
Oh, yeah. You got another dog.
Yeah, I got another dog. I got another dog. His name is Cooper. I call him Coop. Or Coop-a-loop.
Coop-a-loop.
Coop-a-loop. I call him that a lot. He is 10 months old, and he is a Labrador and Dachshund mix. He is very short, kind of, and very long dog. he's not in here though. I have Oakley, who you can see right there on the edge. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see him in the corner. He's just snoozing. But we decided to get another dog because Mr. Oakley, unfortunately, he is having some health issues, and so is Tiny Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
And Oakley actually has an appointment on Monday to have that growth lipoma on his chest look like, because it's starting to affect the way he's walking. We're going to have to look at having to have that taken off, and then fingers crossed, you know, he can still use that leg and that joint once it's gone. So we'll see. And then, you know, Tiny Elvis has been having, you know, other issues. It's only happened like, you know, once and stuff. And then like, he just seems old and confused, you know, so we're worried about losing one or both of these dogs within a year. So because they're both very old, you know, so we're like, okay, do you wait and get a dog when you're like super sad and like it's gone? Or do we just get a new one, you know, a younger one now? So we can get used to it, you know what I mean, and go ahead and
it can potentially learn from them, you know, like
right. And it's helped like with him potty training him, like to go outside to get him, because he was kind of housebroken, kind of not when we got him a few weeks ago. But now, whenever we say outside, because he learned from the other dogs, that means go outside. So he follows everybody outside, you know. So then he goes to the bathroom. Speaking of that, one of my kids left Luna out all night last night. I don't know which one it was.
What?
I opened the door to let Coop out this morning, and here comes Luna. I was like, Yeah, it wasn't cold, like really cold. It's not, I mean, the low was like 60, 55 down here.
Yeah.
And she's part husky, and she has tons of thick fur, so she probably didn't even care, but you know, I felt bad. You know, Annabelle said it wasn't her, but you know, she was kind of just sleeping on the couch, so I'm guessing it was that one.
You do have cameras in your house, so you could potentially go back and review the evidence.
That's true. Ah. Well, that's Brittany too. I don't have access to any of that stuff on my phone.
Oh, jeez.
That's more responsibility.
You're 97
more responsibility
years old.
I would have to have, you know. So I'll ask her about that. Then I can ground whatever kid it was. So.
Yeah. And that's what you get for lying also. Hey, speaking of dogs.
That's what you, yeah.
There's my dog in the back. Oh, you can't see her? Oh, yeah, you can.
I can see her.
Right in the corner.
Yep,
she's trying to find a good spot to lay down right now. But, speaking of being an old man, I am in my wife's in the military, right? And they do intramural sports. Jesus Christ, just find a spot to lay down already, girl.
She's
doing spin moves and stuff. But I'm on the intramural football team. And that just means okay, yeah, I'll come out there and play, but I'm only going to play offense, and I'm just going to hike the ball, and then I'm going to run like 5 yards, turn around, and you can throw it to me. Like, That's my whole plan. That's what I want to do.
You're still crazy. Like, there's no way.
I go out on Thursday, and we have seven people. And you have to have seven to start, and then your eighth could come later.
So you played the whole game?
Our eighth didn't come. We played the whole – I played the whole game, and we only had seven people. And we were in the game up until, like – if we do halves, so the last 10 minutes, so the last quarter of the game. We were in it up until that point.
Right.
So if we had eight people, we would have won. I can really think we would have won. Because they started scoring, and it was like – because they were realizing that – we can only cover so much of a zone with seven people, and they have eight. Just thinking about it. I ran that whole game, and hurt so bad for the next 4 days because I don't do a lot. But then you go out there and play a full 40 minutes of football, you know, like, God bless Texas. Mm-hmm. I was hurting so unbelievably bad. And then on a sad side, speaking of animals, I also didn't feel like recording a podcast last week because we got bad news that my cat Cake, all black cat, she has stomach cancer and it's taken up about 85% of her stomach already. So it's very aggressive and very advanced. So with that being said, we're shunned to let her live the best life that she can for a little bit. But she's probably not long for this world, you know, just because, sure. And it's sad. So wife and I were pretty down like late last week through early this week, damn near. That's another reason why we didn't record last week, because I just didn't feel like it, you know. So, and that's mental health, I guess. Like, mental health is important, of course.
It is.
So,
so is your physical health. Going back to you going and playing football, like, if that's you're nuts, dude. Because, like, if somebody said, "Hey, Sleepy, would you like to come play?" 9 foot. I used to play a lot of sand volleyball, like when I was in my early 20s. Played it for years. It was a big hobby of mine. If somebody was like, "Hey, 39-year-old Sleepy Weasel, would you like to come play sand volleyball?" I would say absolutely not. There's not a chance in hell that I'm going to go run around sand diving. And there's no way. And if anybody said, "Hey, you want to come play flag football?" Nope. Baseball?
Oh,
nope.
I love it.
Don't want to do any of that. I was never good at baseball anyways. The hand-eye coordination was just never there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've never been good at that, but I don't want to do any of that.
I played a little bit of basketball last year when we first got to this base, and I played, I think, two or three games. So it was like good, you know, it was going all right. And then that's when my wife's cancer diagnosis was like just starting. So it was like, well, shoot, Bruce, I guess I'm definitely not in the mood to play any basketball, you know, so.
Well, and then plus, the people who have listened to this podcast for a long time, everyone knows I broke my ankle a couple of years ago. Yep. I physically cannot run. Like, if I run, like, it really hurts, and then, like, it looks kind of awkward because the ankle doesn't flex anymore like it should. Mm-hmm. So, like, if somebody says, "Let's play basketball," it's just like, okay, I literally cannot run up and down the court. Football, I cannot run. I could not run routes. I could not chase people. Mm-hmm. So, just not really a sport that you can play. They just got to stand there. I can't play golf anymore. I tried that. I used to play a lot of golf, and I can't do
horseshoes.
You know what?
Horseshoes.
I actually did start playing. I haven't played much, like, over the end of the summer because it's so dang hot. But I started playing a lot of disc golf because you don't have to torque it. You know, you're not twisting your ankles or anything to do that. It's just throwing frisbees and discs. So I started doing that. But, man, I don't know how you're getting out there and just playing football.
I don't know. I don't know either. Like, I'm not like, I know that I'm slow, you know, because I'm a big dude. I'm not a little dude at all. I'm a big dude, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and I know that I'm not fast and I'm out of shape. So it's like, I'm just out there for a good time. I'm out there like cracking jokes the whole time and telling the ref, like, "Hey, ref, that's an emotional foul. You should have called it on him." And the ref's just like, what?
Like this guy.
Yeah. And I came out there, I had fake $100 bills that even says, like, "For motion picture purposes only" on it. And I took out, like, 10 of those. And I was like, "Hey, ref, how many of these is it going to take for you to make this a fair game? And he was like, it's going to take all of those plus actual real money, because I know those are fake. And I was like, God damn it, Raph. Come on, man.
Yeah,
let me have my fun.
He just take the fake ones, and he could give them to someone else, you know, as fun.
Yeah, I said, well, do you want a couple of these fake things just because? And he was like, nah, man, I got a bunch of those at home. And I was like, oh, okay, so you're super awesome like me, I guess, has fake $100 bills for no reason.
Why wouldn't you?
I don't know. Yeah, you got a good point. Yeah, why not? Mm-hmm. So, okay, you ready to get into it?
Yeah, we can.
Now that we talk for 30 minutes, just because we're chatty Cathys.
Yeah. Yeah, we can get right into it.
So today's episode is going to be episode number 23. It is about the Denver Airport is a gateway to hell. And it's very fitting that we did that because it's getting close to the end of October 2024.
Here's the thing about this conspiracy when I started looking it up, though, Pease.
Oh, okay.
It's not so much that the airport is a gateway to hell. Like, that's one little thing of it.
Okay.
But it more has to do with the secret society.
Oh,
that
yeah.
is using the airport as a base, mm-hmm. and aliens using the airport, and,
mm-hmm. and
as
Nazis.
We have discussed, mm-hmm. And as we have discussed in previous, lizard people. So it's more about the base, and it's cursed and it's haunted, and there's all these things about it. So
yeah,
we just go over real quick. I got a printout here, as I do with everything. I print everything because of 1,000. Yeah, why would you have two or three screens here to just easily look up information when you can print and staple things? You know, print media. Print media is where I'm at.
Oh, my God.
You know, with how we do things. So, so Denver International Airport was built in the mid-1990s.
Mm-hmm.
Conspiracy theorists point to an array of evidence suggesting the airport is actually one of the headquarters of the secret rulers of the world.
The NWO.
Mm-hmm. Taking into account the sheer scale of the airport, does it really need to be twice the size of Manhattan?
Could this
be because the airport is actually a mere front for a secret underground bunker complex ready to be used as a concentration camp for U.S. citizens when the one world government takes over?
Jeez. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
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 That like gets it down to the detail, you know?
Yeah. Jesus. Yeah, that's what it kind of is. And then other things that they... Sorry, I'm going to... sit cross-legged here. Then something else that they also mentioned is like all the ominous art and like strange art that they have placed up around there. The biggest one that's the most famous is the giant blue Mustang outside of the airport when you drive into it with the red neon eyes.
Oh yeah.
Its nickname is
Bluey?
Lucifer.
Lucifer, yeah.
Lucifer.
Bluey's a kid's show.
Call
sorry.
It. Yep. Yep. One of the things it's most famous for is it killed its own artist, its own creator.
Yep.
While Luis Jimenez was sculpting this, wherever he was sculpting it, I'm sure some studio or warehouse or whatever, part of it fell on him, impaled his leg, and he bled to death, and he died. Let's see here. Go over here. That's part of that. And the airport, a lot of the murals, the art we had just mentioned that are inside there depicting, soldiers with gas masks, along with images of suspiciously cheery looking children from around the globe. Which that doesn't seem so bad.
I've never seen
one of these pictures. Yeah, it's just like, you know, just happy kids. That doesn't seem terrible.
Oh, you haven't seen the picture? You haven't seen these pictures before?
No, I've got them over here. I've got them over here. I've seen some. It's like the guy with the gas mask is like standing above him or something.
He looks like a
like
soldier,
that, so.
Too, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. So, but we can jump into, like right here I have some of the other parts of this. So, the secret societies is what they believe. So, they say which secret society could possibly be using this, you know, as far as, you know, the Denver airport being a central hub for the New World Order or for alien cover-up or stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the ones that people believe is that they point to is the Freemasons. It's one of the world's oldest secular fraternal organizations.
How dare the Masons?
Dating back to the 14th century. The Illuminati is another one. A short-lived and yeah.
Is it a rule to be a Freemason? Your first name has to be Mason.
I don't know, but that would make sense. And you have to be free. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would assume that most countries don't have slavery, but yes, if you're a free person and your first name is Mason, join the Freemasons.
Yeah, go for it. The Illuminati, The Enlightenment era, Seer Society, the Summon Sith is still active. The New World Order that we had mentioned, the Cabal of Global Elites conspiring to overthrow existing governments and rule the world. Or it could be all of the above, since the three groups are often said to be linked.
Yeah, they are.
One of the most persuasive pieces of evidence for this theory is a dedication capstone at the airport's south entrance, dated March 19, 1994. Sealed beneath the stone is a time capsule containing messages and memorabilia to the people of Colorado in 2094. The granite marker depicts... In 2094? Do you be dead?
Oh, God, you won't be dead in 2094?
We'll be 109. They're going to figure this stuff out in like 4 years. And we're going to live forever. You know?
Let's just go open it. I mean, do you think we'd go to jail if we opened up the capsule?
I don't know what's on it. Like, do we have to lift something off of something? Like, how heavy is it?
Oh, I didn't think about manual labor. I thought it was just like available, you know, like it's open.
Just open for the public to walk up to and just open.
They're like, no, please, sir, don't open that. Okay, sorry.
They just have a sign that says, do not open until 1994. And all it is just like one. It's just a doorknob. That's all it is.
You know? It's just like a regular looking chest, and it's one little flick, and then it opens up by itself. Like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
You probably have some better security, Denver Airport. Get it together.
Yeah, get it together, Denver Airport. Okay, and another reason they point to, they claim there's underground bunkers, the endless tunnels, and visits from lizard people. Another related legend is that there are miles of underground tunnels and layer upon layer of secret buildings and bunkers beneath the airport, which the members of the aforementioned secret societies plan to use to ride out the coming apocalypse. Some claim there's a tunnel that runs all the way from Denver Airport to the North American Aerospace Defense Command, or NORAD, which is located 100 miles away near Colorado Springs. Yeah, so they just got tons of tunnels. You know, just a whole city underneath the airport, because that's where you build a city.
Did you see the budget? What happened with the budget on that?
Oh, yeah, it was like $2 billion over. Like, it was a ridiculous amount over.
Yeah, it was like $2 billion to build the airport, and then it was like $2 billion over budget. So it's like total of like $4 billion, or I don't know the exact numbers, you know, but it was still like crazy amount of that. Have you ever been to the Denver airport?
That's one I've never been to. I've never flown into Denver before.
I've been to the Denver airport at least once, I think a couple times, but I know for sure once because it was very recently. And I did see Blucifer for sure on the front. Mm-hmm. And it was so eerie to be like, I've seen the picture of this thing like a million times. I've heard so many conspiracy theories and stuff to go to the Denver airport that it's like, Blucifer, I know you. And then when I went to fly out, they had a sign that was up on the wall, and it was wild. It was like a picture of an alien, and then it had like a whole bunch of stuff, like all the conspiracy theories that people use. It was like included in that, and it's hilarious.
Oh yeah, we'll get into that here later too. We just kind of how the Denver airport views all of these. You know what I mean?
Okay. So, all right.
For sure. Going back to some of that apocalyptic type artwork that is around there, while many of Denver's supposed secrets are encased in granite or buried deep underground. Okay, here that sounds like that time capsule is encased in granite. So it doesn't sound like we could just walk up and open a door. So like,
maybe
are you going to bring
think it through?
Are you going to bring me a pickaxe too, or do I need to bring two?
No, I'm not using a pickaxe. I'm broken, man. Like, there's no way.
I'll use it then. That's fine. Because I can, you know, I can stand there and
I'll stand across the room away from you, pretend like I don't know you, and record it when you get arrested.
How long do you think I'd take? Well, I got to walk through an airport with two pickaxes. How far do you think I'm going to get?
I don't know. Only one way to find out.
I'm guessing not very.
Let's take a trip to the Denver airport. Who's with me?
I'm guessing not out of the parking garage, if I had to guess. Yeah. Well, maybe out of the parking garage. But, like, not across the street to where the airport is.
You just wear a bunch of stuff that makes you look like you're a gnome in a video game and saying that you're a miner.
I'll just get a hard hat and, like, a reflective vest. It's just, you know,
and then nobody's got to question it. Get, a wet floor sign and put it up next to it and just start wailing away on the granite.
I watch a lot of Trailer Park Boys, and they use that method a lot to do and steal things. They'll just put on, like, reflective vests and a hard hat. They're like, if people see this, they just think that you're supposed to be here. And you can just... Like, they're cutting railing off of, like, stadiums and stuff like that, just walking out with it. So,
smirk.
But anyways, two pieces of art at the Denver airport in particular have drawn plenty of interest. You've got a pair of 28-foot wide murals by artist Leo Tanguma. Let's see. It's called Children of the World Dream of Peace. It shows scenes of war and death anchored by a gas-masked soldier wielding a sword and a machine gun, while the other depicts happy children from around the globe dressed in colorful traditional clothing, laying down their weapons beneath a rainbow of peace. Similarly, one section of In Peace and Harmony with Nature shows children mourning the death of three women and the extinction of numerous animals as the environment burns in the background, while the other section of the mural illustrates the children of the world coming together to rehabilitate and celebrate nature. So the artist had meant for these to express the desire for people around the world to live in peace with one another and in harmony, but others are more focused on the themes of war and death and pollution that are shown in it.
It's supposed to be like a before and after, almost like this this is what it's like. This is what it could be like.
Let's see. I don't need to cover that. Me and my print media. Okay. Then you got the grinning gargoyles. So there are two gargoyles statues that are, I guess, that I've never been through Denver Airport.
I don't remember seeing that, but. I mean, it's a very large airport, so I don't know.
Yeah, okay, I'll just read what it says here. Compared to Tanguma's giant colorful murals and Sweetman's large-scale photos, it might be easy to miss the two small gargoyles set atop columns in the east and west luggage claim areas. Historically, the gargoyles were added to buildings to protect the people inside from evil spirits, and Denver's pair, collectively titled Notre Denver, is no different. Grinning down on arriving passengers, they're there to help ensure the safe travel of luggage. Although the gargoyles have been part of religious architecture for centuries, most famously on the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris, for which Denver's gargoyles are named, some visitors have viewed the pair as harbinger. I don't know how you say that word.
Harbinger.
Of evil rather than that of notable protectors. So I've seen pictures of them, like when I was looking this up, and they actually, they're pictures of gargoyles, and then they actually sit, like, in... like briefcases. The briefcases are part of the sculpture, but like they're literally gargoyles sitting in briefcases in the luggage area. So I've seen pictures of that. And then the next thing they mentioned is obviously the cursed horse, Lucifer, which we had talked about. Let me see if there's anything in here that's... we covered all this. Let's see. Marketing mythology. Let's see. There are countless other myths and legends connected to the airport. A mining cart carved into the tile of the Great Hall and adorned with the letters AU and AG, and those are the atomic symbols for gold and silver. They say that they're really an abbreviation for Australian Antigen, which is a deadly chemical weapon that the Illuminati will use to secure power over mankind.
Of course, that makes sense.
The coordinates for the look... What?
I said, of course, that makes sense.
Yeah, why would that not be what it is? You can just make up anything. Australian antigen.
Everybody knows the Australians have the best antigen.
AU for Australian, then AG for antigen. Why would you not do AU and AN? Why did you use the G? Why'd you use another letter like five letters in?
Apparently, you're not in thick with the chemics. I guess, I don't know.
I guess not. and then the coordinates for the location of the airport were given to its architects by space aliens. Strange markings on the walls and buildings are codes from members of secret societies or snippets of an unknown extraterrestrial language. These are actually references to the Navajo language, is what they actually are. But people just see it like, well, that looks strange. It's got to be from aliens. Alien. It's from Navajo language. Other organizations might try to distance themselves from such tall tales, but actually, this is what you were talking about earlier. The marketing team at Denver has leaned into all of these conspiracy theories hard. A few years ago, Denver hosted a museum-style gallery exhibition called Conspiracy Theories Uncovered, celebrating some of the airport's most notables. It included an alien skull that was made by employees and planted during construction of the Westin Denver International Airport Hotel. Most recently, Denver has capitalized on the mythical past with a series of ads. One shows Lucifer, red laser beam shooting out of his eyes with the tagline, "Are we creating the world's greatest airport or preparing for the end of the world?" Another one pictures one of the gargoyles in the Transportation Security Administration scanner and asks, streamline security or more secrets? Oh, they have a gargoyle that's animatronic that says weird ass. That says weird stuff to people when they walk by.
How dare you?
But anyways, it says things like streamline security or more secrets. Then there's other things like you had mentioned, showing depicting aliens, a lizard person, mysterious tunnels, even a cat in a tinfoil hat, like in all of these ads around the airport, and all are hashtagged hashtag Den Files, a play on the X-Files TV show. And actually, you can go to denfiles.com, and it's actually lists a lot of the things, you know, their conspiracy theories,
and
they kind of joke about them and stuff like that, you know, so. So we got that. And then would you like to go into, let's see here. We can go into a little bit on some more. I got another print here that's just kind of more of kind of the same. Kind of some of the reasoning people look at the airport and say, well, this obviously was done on purpose, this and that. one of the prevailing theories, if you look at the way the runways are laid out in at the Denver airport, they resemble the swastika, is what they say. So, let's see here. I've got a printout of it, actually. Yeah, you can't really see it that well. I mean, it kind of looks like a swastika, but I mean, that just kind of looks like how runways would work when you have to intersect and move things for traffic.
Oh,
you know?
It's kind of old.
Okay. And then we got, I don't want to read all that. That's basically, they see this, all the ways this is built, and it looks like Nazi symbols, but I'm sure if you zoomed out on a tons of stuff, like intersecting lines, and I mean, there's other roads that come off of these, so they're just kind of focusing on these ones.
Yeah.
And you can make anything look like that if you really looked for it, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like pareidolia. Like, you see something, like a face or something, and it's not definitely not there, and it's like, that's just, your mind's jumping to that because that's the first shape
that's what you want to see.
Yeah, yeah. When you're putting it out in the universe, looking for things like that.
Okay, here. Yeah, I mean, if you're looking for things that you want to see, you'll see them in anything. You know what I mean? That you want to see. This is a bunch of stuff in German. I don't want to read this. This right here covers, again, the Children of the Dream. Children of the World Dream of Peace. So, you know, we already covered that.
Yep.
I don't know if you can see it here, but this is kind of part of the mural right there that we were talking about. The guy, soldier with a sword. I'll show it to Peace, too. Just so you see it. You see it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
There you go. And then there's the other part of it. Print media.
Yep. For those that are listening on a non-video platform, he was taking the time to show us the mural. So if you want to see it, you got to come to YouTube, I guess.
Oh, yeah. And here are the two statues. This is the gargoyles I was talking about. They're in briefcases. I'll show Peas first.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those.
And I'll show everybody. Yep, those are gargoyles sitting in briefcases. Okay, here's what I was looking for. Here it is. Okay, beneath the surface of the airport. The construction of the airport itself was rife with problems and setbacks, triggering an early onset of conspiratorial claims. One of the first was that the various problems with the design, the construction running wildly over budget, and even a badly timed metal worker strike were all due to the fact that the facility was being built on an ancient Native American burial ground.
Of course.
Note that no tribe or Native American organization has ever made claims to that effect, as would be expected if that were the case. Also, the archaeological evidence that suggests that, while the site may have been a hunting ground, there is no evidence or remains that one would expect in a burial ground. So that was pretty well debunked, because if you would think that there would be something there, people would be pretty upset if you started building an airport on it.
Yeah.
You know, let's see here. Okay, and while also something else they said that was weird, when the airport was dedicated, they had over 2,000 VIPs, like, you know, between actresses and, I mean, you know, actors and then like investment people, this and that. Over 2,000 helped dedicate the new airport. Everyone thought that was kind of strange. because why would you need that so many of that? But they say that's when the time comes, the, you know, whenever that may be, the elites, these 2,000 can quickly be moved there, so that the massive planes carrying the satanic global elites can be landed safely, ensuring that they are quickly ushered to safety underground bunkers.
Yeah, you gotta keep the satanic elites safe, you know.
Yeah, there's just so many of them. And speaking of the underground bunkers, while it's true that there are a great many tunnels underneath the airport, the notion of what amounts to an underground city, as is often described, is fanciful at best. Isn't that a fun word?
Oh, yeah, it's a great word.
Fanciful?
Fanciful.
You know what? The other day you and I were talking, I said Braden used a word, and I couldn't remember what it was. And I said, nobody has used that since the Victorian era. He said whimsy, like in conversation. Or whimsical. One of the two. He said that in conversation to me.
You know? Oh, God.
And I was just like, dude, I don't remember what we were talking about, but it's just like, nobody says that. That's not
grounded.
A normal word.
Go to your room.
To
you're
use
grounded.
In conversation. I think we were talking
about conversation.
I want to say we were talking about sports, and somehow he said that, you know? That's generally what him and I are talking about. Anyways, I'm sorry. The facility the size of Denver International Airport requires a significant number of maintenance tunnels, not to mention the sheer amount of passenger baggage that needs to be routed throughout. It's therefore not surprising that there is a substantial facility beneath the terminals. However, despite what Mr. Anonymous claims, there is no evidence of a six-story deep complex complete with everything needed to keep a colony of elites alive and well through a manufactured apocalypse of their own design. Do you think when the manufactured apocalypse of their own design happens, Pease, that we're going to be invited?
I guarantee it. We're going to be on that top 2,000 satanic celebrity list within 2 years.
Do you think so?
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, this podcast...
Do you think I can add that to my resume now?
This podcast is going to bring us massive amounts of fortune and fame. You know that. We're on the way. We had like 38 listens last month on YouTube alone. So,
yeah, 38 are tens. Tens of listens last month.
Tens. Tens. Oh, we love every single one of you. It's like we're all good friends because that's the only people who are listening is our friends.
You know,
our random French person's gone. Yeah,
my wife listens to every single one we do. And then
what
she
up,
just,
Bert?
And then she complains to me every time about the way we do it. Every single
time. I'm so angry.
You didn't explain this well enough. You didn't do that. I was like, I'm also sitting here drinking beer the entire time I'm doing this. You know what I mean? And reading print media, you know, because that's relevant in 2024. You know, it's relevant here. You know, that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
We get back. Another hypothesis that's been presented is that the underground facility that would be used not for the survival of the insert the secret society of your choosing, which one?
Okay.
The Illuminati, satanic elites, lizard
the Joe
people,
Rogans, you know, whatever.
But rather to imprison the rebels who dared stand against their tyranny. Alternatively, some think it's what's known as dumb. This is, you know, this is an acronym, and it stands for Deep Underground Military Base.
Of course it does.
Of course it does. The dumb, according to this theory.
Because you'd be dumb to believe that,
yeah,
right?
It says that there's a tunnel connecting the base to the NORAD facility at Cheyenne Mountain. For the record, the longest road tunnel in the world is the Laridal Tunnel in Norway, which measures in around 15 miles, which would be 6 times shorter than the imaginary 90-mile-long tunnel that this one would have to be to reach, you know, Cheyenne Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
This person, I specify road to. Okay, it's just being a silly person. Okay, and that's the end of that. So, what are we getting out of here? Okay, so now we can get into, like I said, we're talking about how the airport was embracing these theories, you know, on some of these things. You know, like they have a lot of signs around here. I'll just read some of these. Right, one sign reads, "Apologies for the noise. It takes really big drills to get to the underworld." That's part of that as well. It takes really big drills to get to the underworld. Another one quips, "Forgive the mess. Building secret underground tunnels can get quite untidy." The Denver International Airport's conspiracy theories have become central to its marketing, and the airport leans into them even harder during October when interest in the occult peaks.
Yep.
Yeah, so here we go. So, apologies for the noise. It takes those right there. That's an example of one. I'm sure everybody on here, just on YouTube, loves seeing me show them printouts. Because I think a lot of places would like put like a pop-up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it would pop it up. It's like, oh, this is what it is, and then like transition. Not here. Like, why would you do that when you have a printer and ink that you can just easily access and print things off?
I was looking on my phone for a picture of me when I was in Chicago. Or not Chicago.
Chicago?
It was not in Chicago. It was Colorado, at Colorado Airport. Because I know I took a picture of that, the alien thing.
Oh, the...
that I saw in the Colorado Airport.
The signs?
Yeah, but I don't remember exactly when that was, what year that was. 2018. Damn it, that's what it was. It was 2018. Anyways, keep going. I'll look for that and see if I can find it.
Okay, let's see here. Let's see. Okay, here's one of the reasons, too. You remember how we were talking about the, it was way over budget, like $2 billion, this and that. Well, one of the reasons for it was this baggage system that they tried to create. Have you heard about that?
Yeah.
They tried to create an entirely automated baggage system from, when you would drop it off to being loaded to coming off of the plane to coming up, instead of it being brought up by workers. And when the airport finally opened in 1995, the new state-of-the-art automated baggage system went awry. It would launch bags off conveyor belts. It would shred luggage. Some called it the baggage system from hell. On top of that, temporary structures that were erected for construction had to be taken down as they were no longer needed. The conspiracy theory started spinning. Were bunkers moved underground? Was the airport cursed? Is it haunted? Let's see. This is just a fact. I don't know why they just throw this random fact here. There are 69 million travelers passed through in 2022, if that's relevant.
That is. That's very relevant.
Do you think so?
I don't know. No. Well, what did I just do?
Okay, the bronze gargoyles we had mentioned, they're not the New World Order. They're there to protect people's luggage, which does make... You can explain that a little bit more.
The picture that I took isn't there. That's conspiracy theory. The government removed the picture off my phone.
That's ridiculous. That dang government.
Yeah, hold me down with their deleting pictures of ads but in an airport.
One of the things that, obviously the conspiracy theory that we've already covered this is Blucifer. And they really, the airport really leans into that one just because, I've seen pictures of the actual statue, and that is an imposing, sculpture. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And on the way in or out of the airport, you have to drive right past him.
It says that the glowing eyes were a tribute to the artist's father, who had a neon shop that he worked in when he was younger. So that's why the eyes are glowing. Let's see. Should Denver's airport lean into conspiracy theories?
Of course.
They've had a bunch of, restaurants open up. One in particular is like Voodoo Donuts, whatever that is, opened on one of the concourses. Yeah. So it has a large blue alien outside of the donut shop to greet guests. One of the airport's least famous conspiracy theories is that it's located at W10444, I guess these are degrees, 30N40 3610, the coordinates relayed to humans by the aliens in Steven Spielberg's Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Well, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, that is wild. Wow.
That is kind of crazy. Actually, I read about this earlier, but I didn't. It was a pretty long thing to part to read, but that is where it's located, and Steven Spielberg's movie, that came out years and years before this airport was even built.
Yeah.
So that is kind of crazy. Let's see here. While you would find a compelling piece of evidence for conspiracy theorists, the geography is off. If you were to pinpoint the coordinates in the 1977 sci-fi film, you'd be about 51 miles northwest of the Denver airport. So they're wrong. So it's 51 miles away. 51
liars.
Miles away. Yeah, what a bunch of nerds. So, the marketing team says using the theories in marketing is a bold move, and but it's hard to ignore the conspiracy theories, so they've taken them and leaned into them, which has been extremely successful. It's a tricky balance to strike, but you got to keep it lighthearted. So it's actually, and that's one of the reasons too why people think that these are all true, is because they said this would be the perfect plan. Like, if you're doing something evil and stuff like that, just joke about it. Be like, haha, yeah, we're not doing this. Look, you know, look at all this. It's all a big fun joke.
And everybody's like, oh, see, they're not really doing anything. Otherwise, why would they do that? And
then they're actually doing it. They're hiding in plain sight. So
genius.
Let's see. I do have one more little thing to go over, and this is kind of just more, you know, kind of people's opinions that I found, kind of just like online, just in various spots, just about it. So let's see. Like, this is what I just said. Of all the conspiracies concerning government, why all the very public efforts to debunk this one? Like, seems a bit suspicious that Denver developed a whole campaign dedicated solely for deflecting certain questions about the airport. And with a more than slightly condescending approach, you know, the Den Files website, sarcastic talking animatronic gargoyles on the concourse, seems like a long way to go for a few, you know, posts online. But what do you expect them to publicize, a presidential security bunker? No. Mm-hmm. He says President Obama has been sequestered when he was president. They're during a state of emergency. I don't know if that's true. Yeah, they said it just seems like the CEO and the global cabal is just taunting the public with these ad campaigns.
That's not right at all, because if the president has to bug out, like get out of the place that he's at, multiple presidents have gone to Omaha, Nebraska, where Offutt Air Force Base is, and they have like nuclear bunkers there or something like that.
Like, why would you hide under the airport in Denver?
Yeah, dirty Denver airport. Like, yeah, no.
There's aliens and lizard people down there. It's not safe, from what
I've
heard.
Aliens and lizard people will protect us. Just wait till you get to level, what, like 6 or 7 or something, whatever that guy said.
Is that what it is?
How many,
you gotta
how
get
many
to level
levels
7?
That there are? I don't know. I just made that up.
I hope so.
But that's gotta be true now in the conspiracy
theory. Okay, but real quick, for my wife, because she...
Yes.
We are discussing the conspiracy theories related to the Denver airport, to secret societies, lizard people, aliens, and a global cover-up that this is going to be where their base is going to be when the New World Order starts. Okay, this is all the stuff. So everything you've been... She always yells at me. She's like, you don't explain what you're talking about enough. It's just like, it's just like, what do you want? Do you want like a novel at the beginning?
Yeah, you should
this
be
is,
going...
This is specifically your part. This is for you. We had to stop and do this. Just for you, just so you know.
What you should be doing is, when you go in to record, we go in and we go, all right, section one. Ha ta 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 ta.
Yeah,
and then
fun.
We talk about it. And the section two, those are the noises that we make during recordings. And then you keep going. Yeah. And then she won't be confused.
Old-timey 40s, 30s noises. Hey, we just, there you enjoy. There's a, we have a whole section dedicated to me explaining something to my wife and the 40s noises. It's very good. Why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we? This is why the people are here, I'm sure. Anyway, okay, this person says that they've been there tons of times. That mural is smack in the middle of busy walkways depicting the death of an American and mass genocide at the hands of a gas mask-wearing soldier with an Uzi and machete. There are images of hundreds of women holding dead babies and weeping over them and children in coffins. In front of the mural is a plaque depicting the years of difficulty leading to the end of difficulty at the end of the century. Out in front of the airport is the giant... Is there a giant Anubis statue out there, too? This person says there is, which is like the Egyptian.
Yeah.
And
with the
he also
ears.
Mentions, and he says, as well as a rearing, red-eyed, demonic-looking horse. Well, you don't even know the name of it. Cat. There's a cat on the screen.
Jeez, I tried to pick her up, but
God.
She was like, hell no.
God! She's like, she didn't want any part of that. That was awesome.
Last time you did this, I just sat there in your arms all awkwardly. I'm not doing that again.
Yeah. Okay.
You're good.
Okay, this person, you know, part of the question on this was, is there any truth to the Denver International Airport theory? Somebody says no. The underground base of which most people speak is a poorly designed luggage transportation system that never functioned correctly and is now simply collecting dust. It looks like something out of an Escher drawing. Really amazed, but not surprising at all that it never worked. The statue of Anubis was only temporarily on display during the time when the King Tut exhibit was on display. So apparently that's not there anymore. I guess it was kind of
it was like a one-time
deal. A promotional type thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
This person says he's heard the people mention that runways resemble a swastika from the air, which is largely a coincidence. If you're going to design an airport to optimize air traffic, wouldn't you also build a runway going in each direction, like across and stuff? It only makes sense.
Yeah.
As for the mural and horse statue, I think people are reading too much into it. It is natural for the human brain to attempt to concoct some sort of explanation for odd events that they see, which is what you had mentioned earlier. The mind sees what the mind wants to see.
Pareidolia.
This person says, why are there so many creepy conspiracy theories about the Denver International Airport? This guy's like, because they've have a legit Masonic plaque and a couple of seriously creepy-ass murals, the Masons exist and donate to stuff sometimes, so the plaque's fairly innocuous, but it does attract conspiracy theorists like flies. Once they get there, they see the creepy murals, and they can't help but do their thing. But what is their thing? You wrote terribly online where you are. I don't appreciate it.
Not enough they detail. Do their thing. Like it.
Yeah, that's... What do you mean, do their thing? Like, what does that mean? It's not a thing. It's like I'm talking to one of my freaking teenagers.
Oh, my God. Today? Oh, what's the thing that the kids say? Oh, my God.
I don't understand it. Because here's the thing. There's so many weird words they say. I told McKenna that I wanted to go dress up for Halloween as the Skibbity Sigma Ohio Rizzler. I said, I'm going to be the Skibbity Sigma Ohio Rizzler. Those are just words I hear him say. I don't even know if that means anything, what I just said.
You just said the word. Owen ran by me today when we were at the park. He ran by me, and he was running from one of the other kids over there, and he said, "What the Sigma?"
No idea what it means. My teenage daughters say it all the time.
I tackled him immediately, and no, I was just like...
Yeah, I was just like, you know...
What the hell is that?
But I said the Ohio part, and then one of Annabelle's friends said, "Nobody says that." And I was just like, okay. I'm getting put in my place by other teenagers, so that's fine.
Nobody says that. Well, maybe you're not cool enough to say it, kid. Get out.
Okay, and the last thing I have here, just one of these other people talking about it. Why are there so many conspiracy theories about the airport? The money it took, the miles of unused tunnels underneath it, the size of the land bought, testaments of people working on a need-to-know basis while building and burying things in the area, stockpiles of supplies known for the oil industry, etc. at the airport, the shapes of the design, murals depicting apocalypse, the horse, which is creepy, killed the sculptor. That's kind of it. Yeah, so I don't know. That's pretty much the basis of it. So what do you think about it, Peace? Uh-oh, we may have some... Do we have some technical difficulties, Peace? We may have some technical difficulties, because I can't hear him. But that's okay. So we can just keep talking about it. So as far as there being a, like... the secret society that's living under. I mean, it's the ability to hide like a large scale secret like that is pretty difficult. Even if there were 2,000 people who dedicated this at the end of construction in 1995 and helped dedicate it, 2,000 people keeping the same secret would be pretty tough. See, we do have technical difficulties because Peaswad just dropped from this call. So we're just going to, we can just chat for a minute, because I'm sure he'll be back in a second. But like I said, it's very difficult to keep that kind of secret. At some point somewhere, somebody's going to slip up, you know. I wouldn't imagine that they could all keep that. But I do like the idea of lizard people. Yep, he just texted me. His internet went out. So, so he's done for the moment. So, I don't know. We could wrap it up if we want to. Since he's not going to be here. So my opinion of this is that I don't believe that there's a large-scale effort to make the Denver airport a destination for the satanic global elite. While there would be space for it would seem, the idea that there's six or seven stories of an underground city or building down there to help keep everybody there to survive really isn't doable, even with the amount of over budget construction they did. Really not plausible. And in addition to that, we have a whole episode prior where we covered lizard people. So if you want that, you can go back. I think it's episode 4, 5, 6, somewhere there, way at the beginning. You could go see our opinions on that. And so we can go ahead and wrap it up since my co-host is having technical difficulties. So we'll go ahead and just wrap it up. He always does the outros, so this is going to be my best shot at it. So here we go. If we didn't get it right this time, maybe we will next time. I don't know. I don't know how he leads me into it, and I'm just kind of guessing. Oh my God, is he back? He's back.
Hey, we did it. We're back.
I was going to do an outro because you were gone, and I was explaining some other stuff. We all know you dropped out because I was like, hey, he's got some. Yep. He's gone. But hey, he's back. He's back. So.
Yep. I don't know if you kept talking the whole time that I was gone.
I did. Yeah, the entire time.
Okay. Well, I'll leave whatever I did in there because it'd be hilarious because I was literally just like.
Oh, yeah, because it's still going to have you and me. It's going to have you do talking and while I'm talking. Like
me, like because talking to my
you're cat. Because like,
hey,
you're
mama,
gone.
What's up? Hey, yeah.
I was leave that in there for sure. That's hilarious because I'm just trying to sort of stumble through without the actual personality of the show here, like quipping back at me. I'm just over here struggling, just trying to be like, yeah, well, we can do this and that. I didn't try to be funny. So don't worry about that because.
Okay, I was not worried about that. Now I am actually kind of worried about that because why else would we say that?
I didn't try to be funny at all.
Okay, so what point are we at now?
Basically with me trying to figure out how to do the, because I didn't know if you were coming back, me trying to figure out how to do your outro. And I definitely didn't get it right, but we can back up if you want to.
Wait, you do the outro?
I tried. I don't remember it, though. I even said that after I did it. I was just like, I don't know how he does this. I don't know what he says
when
he kicks it to me, and then I guess. You know?
It was just a practice. We were just joking. Here's the real outro.
We're back.
This is the real outro, everybody. So this was episode number 23. Denver Airport is a gateway to hell, even though we didn't really say that it was actually going to hell, but whatever. We are at WT Conspiracy on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. If you'd like to email us, WTConspiracy@gmail.com, all one word. And we also have our videos of this podcast up on YouTube. If you're not listening to us or watching us on YouTube already, we are there. Also, don't forget to send us lots of money. I believe that's in the contract also for listening to this.
Oh, I didn't know that that was part of this. But
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just like doing this because I'm here. I just like doing it for fun.
Okay, well, in that case, send me all of your money.
Okay, send people all the money.
Perfect. So, if we didn't do a good job. Oh, wait, time out. Okay. I didn't tell them what the next episode is going to be.
Oh, yeah.
I'll let you tell it.
Okay, so what I'm looking at right now, and we're going to record this probably in the next 2 to 3 days, is I'm looking at conspiracy theories around Halloween, which Halloween, I mean, it's tied to a lot of things that could be conspiracy theories, but I'm looking for specific things. So I've already done a little bit of looking into it, but I'm going to really dive into it tomorrow. And then also, when you watch the next one, it's going to be the Halloween episode, so feel free to dress up. As your favorite, pirate or shark or
and then wait, what?
Alien.
You want them to dress up and listen to the podcast?
Yes, obviously.
That would be that's a great idea.
Because please. I may dress up for the next episode. Who knows? Maybe I'll be in an awesome costume.
Me too. And when I say awesome costume, I mean a regular t-shirt and a mask on my head. That's all.
If I decide to dress up, I'll be in much more than that. So
No. There's no deciding. You're going to be dressed up, right?
Oh, I know I am. I'm going actually tomorrow to go find what I'm going to decide to wear. So
okay, all right.
I haven't decided yet, and I'll let you know. Like it'll be during the day tomorrow when I go out looking. So I'll let you kind of know what I'm looking at.
Okay.
So the next episode we're looking at possible, conspiracy theories directly tied to Halloween. It might be kind of an all over the place episode. We might involve urban legends. It might involve other very specific, you know, theories, like specific, you know, bigger theories and smaller theories. But we're just going to kind of have an episode where we kind of jump all over the place and look at a few of them here and there. So that's kind of the goal for the next episode.
Okay. I wanted to say that let's do a thing.
Okay.
If we, since you've invited them to wear a costume and listen to the show, right?
Yeah.
If you would be so inclined, people listening, get in a costume and then take a picture of yourself listening to the show
yes.
and then send it to us.
Oh, that
How
would be
sick
awesome.
Would that,
that
be?
Would be hilarious. That would
that
love
would be
it.
So great. Because if we did that and you gave us permission to, we could even put it up on our
TikTok,
Instagram. Look at all the
wherever.
People who dressed up and listened to the podcast. And the best part of that is people could send us it anytime.
Yeah.
Like, you know, 4 years from now, somebody sends it to us when we're all dead or whatever, you know, like.
I think you and I are going to be in a, you know, from what I've learned, you and I are going to be in 4 years. You and I are going to be underground in at the Denver airport because we're definitely getting an invite to this secret society. It's so much easier for me to try to be funny and joke around when you're here. It doesn't not work well at all. I can tell you, and the people know. When I'm alone, like it doesn't work.
I cannot wait to listen to the 3 minutes that I was gone.
And
you
what's
know,
hilarious
of just
is
you
there were
yourself.
Portions of that where I was trying to like be humorous, and I definitely wasn't. Like it just comes out with my monotone, serious voice.
A joke.
Yeah. So when you guys were all listening to that earlier, if it just like when the hell was he trying to be funny? Well, that's just kind of. Who I am.
The so part where I was sitting there petting my cat.
Imagine living with
phone.
Me. With my poor wife and children. Just to endure me all day. So.
He's swell. But, okay. So, next episode is episode number 24. It will be Halloween conspiracy theories. Once again, take a picture of yourself wearing a costume and listening to the podcast and or the YouTube video. And send it to us, please, because we would love to see it and post the photos. But in order to be able to send it to us, though, I'm going to say it again. We are at WT Conspiracy on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And then email us, WTConspiracy@gmail.com. That's all one word. So from here, outro tagline, you ready?
Yep.
If we didn't do a good job this time.
Maybe we will next time.
That's what I'm talking about.
I can tell you right now, when I try to do the outro, what you said is not what I said. So, 100%. So, maybe even said right before you came back, I was just like, God dang it, I 100% didn't do that right. You know what I mean? Just kind of throwing up my hands in the air in defeat. But anyways, bye.
All right, bye everybody. Bye.